IVM.
Hello, welcome to Football Twaddle. My name is Saru Yash.
Hello.
Are you done with the excitement of the last weekend?
No, I'm still feeling the excitement after Liverpool failed to win.
Oh God. Can we start with a positive note?
Of course.
Manchester City.
Yes.
4 titles in 5 years.
Yeah, it's a good achievement. Put Pep up there.
Up where?
As one of the better managers in the Premier League.
Oh, that way. Achha, but we need to talk about the drama which happened. So at halftime, City were trailing 1-0.
Yep.
And I think Liverpool were drawing 1-1.
Yeah.
And then City till 75th minute were 2-0 down. Mm-hmm. Did you think at the 75th minute that they're going to pull it off?
No. So I was hoping and praying that Wolves managed to hold Liverpool. And I watched a little bit of the Wolves-Liverpool game and Wolves had missed a bunch of chances. I hoped that they managed to get another one in or something of that sort happens.
Man.
Because as you know, I mean, I mentioned in last week's podcast, an ideal end would be both of them messing up and City winning. That didn't happen, but fair enough. This is the second best outcome that I would have hoped for.
Man, but the drama was too much. And yeah. I didn't realize, or I don't even know if this actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
But did this actually happen in Anfield,
right,
where the crowd basically screams in joy that it becomes 3-3?
Yeah, absolutely. It is captured very well on camera. And the Liverpool players, the camera panned on to them and they were asking around and all of them were telling each other, they haven't scored a third one. And they, in fact, even turned around and asked the crowd to relax.
Really?
Yeah.
And then there was one more epic now meme, which is that after Salah scored, he goes to the crowd and some guy at the crowd says it's 3-2.
Yeah, that's an epic meme, dude. Yeah. That's going to be around.
That guy must be a Chelsea fan. 100%. Why? Like, you are a Liverpool crowd. Right. Just celebrate the damn 3-1 goal. Now, what are you trying to tell Salah it's 3-2? Like, what can he do?
Nothing.
Exactly.
So, in that scenario, even if Liverpool scored like 10 goals in those 5 minutes, nothing was going to happen.
Exactly, right? So it's either a Chelsea fan or an Everton
maybe,
fan.
Maybe he was trying to avoid their celebrations becoming a meme.
Oh. Please don't celebrate. But somehow all this ends and City win the league again.
Yes.
What's going to stop this team? I don't know. I genuinely have no idea.
Three words. Two words, sorry.
What?
Newcastle United.
That'll take 3 years, at least. In my dream for Newcastle, we reach the conference next season.
Yes.
And the Europa the season after. Mm. Then we do top four. Uske baad. So it's a 4-year project.
Yeah, be that as it may.
With Jose Mourinho as manager. They'll win the Premier League.
Yeah. But on a serious note, I think at least next season, City will take it once again.
Okay. How big is Manchester City's fan base? Because I have seen very disparaging comments on Twitter.
No, but the pre-teens who must have become fans back in the day must be maturing. And
so they don't even come for the bus parade because they're so used to it?
No. I thought you were talking about the global fan base.
No, not global.
In Manchester, it's fine. I mean, whatever.
So why, or is it true that they were not present for the bus parade or what?
No, I'm sure the old fans who were fans since the time they were in the second division and their kids must have turned up.
Man, the photo I saw, Umesh Dosa Point in Bangalore has way more people than that.
Yeah, man, you're comparing like a country with a billion people to like a little island. So.
To a legendary dosa shop.
Yeah, fair enough. So, I mean, come on. India is India.
Okay. So, in all this, Ferguson begrudgingly gives the manager of the year award to Jurgen Klopp. Do you agree with the assessment of whoever the authorities may be?
I think the wins in the FA Cup and the League Cup and the fact that they're in the Champions League really has colored this decision. Was this the manager of the year for the Premier League?
LMA manager of the year.
So, I think the other competitions has colored this and one cannot deny the fact that compared to the boundless resources that Man City have, Klopp has done a good job this year. But it would have been better if they selected someone lower down the league, someone like Patrick Vieira.
For what? For showing audience their place.
Yeah, exactly. What a brilliant end to the season that was there.
Yeah, but talking about Guardiola actually, Now winning the league also won't get him the Manager of the Year award.
No, I feel if he won it with like, you know, 10 points or so, then the choice would have been easier.
Okay. Why was our Eddie Howe not the manager of the season?
Because he was not there for the entire season, I think. I think Brucey ate into his...
Oh, damn it. Otherwise, there would have been a parade in Newcastle with that award. Let's go through a few more housekeeping things. Mm-hmm. Heung-min Son and Mo Salah end up as top scorers.
Yeah.
And Spurs fans are like, you know, he's done it without penalties. So, he should actually get the award.
Yeah, maybe that would be a good change to the criterion, I feel. I mean, although I do feel that scoring a penalty is not like a done deal. It's not easy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we've seen John Terry take them.
So. Exactly. So, there was this very funny clip going around from the... who were they playing? Norwich. Norwich versus Tottenham, where Eric Dier goes up to Krul and says, what is Salah paying you? Because he pulled off a couple of amazing saves from Son.
Did he save that? Eric Dier is funny,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy went and attacked players also in the stands. He's a very good character to be.
Yeah, but eventually, I mean, the goal that Salah scored... I mean, honestly, maybe if the header went in before that little tap-in that he had, then maybe Son would have had it on his own at the end.
Yeah, but then at that point, it really doesn't matter.
But it's a good thing that they're giving these shared awards rather than, you know, other metrics like, isne assist jada diya, so
do people
gets.
In South Korea know the award was shared? Did you see the crowd?
But doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter, man. I mean, it's not like a trophy that is being shared. It's just a... individual achievement, which is fine.
Okay. What else happened on the last day? Burnley?
But yeah, we say bye-bye to Burnley.
Last week, you said Burnley going down is not a story. And you hope they don't go down and you wanted...
Yeah, so it's again, it's not an interesting story anymore. And I'm sure a lot of big teams would, you know, would be happy to see the back of them because their Turf Moor is a difficult place to go and all that. So, yeah.
So, now with Leeds staying up, do you think we'll have more Ted Lasso's managing in relegation battles in Premier League?
No. You never know. I mean, come on. It's just Burnley went down because they were worse. And,
yeah. Come on. You don't want more American coaches?
No. I mean, come on. There's this story, unfortunately, I have to talk about Manchester United where because of Brexit, our manager was not able to get the coaches and that's why he had to get an American in.
Oh, that's why Ragnick got an American
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, he wanted 6 coaches and...
They got 3.
He got 3 at the end. There's Red Bull. There's the Red Bull franchise in America. So, one of them works there. So, I don't know what the visa conditions and all in... UKR, especially after Brexit, but it was easier to get that guy rather than some European who's done much better.
Shit, that was the reason.
Yeah, and this is from Laurie Whitwell's piece in The Athletic.
Okay, so I read the same piece, but I read the different part of that piece where I saw that there's a guy sitting in Moscow or somewhere.
Kornata, some guy, but he's not even part of the staff.
He was doing it as a favor for Ragnick. Yeah. And he used to go through and Ragnick used to not give half-time speech till he had spoken to him or something.
See, from that piece, it's very clear that Ragnick was not put in a very good situation. So, he was doing the best he can from his resources. But one hilarious part of that piece was the guy that they got from America. I think, what's his name?
He went and spoke to Fergie.
Yeah, he went and spoke to Fergie and told him how he had played for Toronto FC and Red Bull New York. And Fergie's reaction was like,
You need more than that.
Yeah, it's typical like some recruiter that you go for a job interview or whatever and say, "Arey, I won an elocution competition in 10th standard."
But to look at the flip side, they asked him to go and talk to Fergie.
Yeah,
right? And he went. And Fergie would have asked, "What did you do?" I'm sure Fergie doesn't know that he played for Kansas City or whatever, right? Yeah. So, he would have told, "I've done this, I've done that." And Fergie was like, "Yeah, you need more than that." So, the league's done and dusted. Yep. Spurs don't lose to Norwich. So, Arsenal, with the stupendous performance, finished 5th. In fact, they thrashed. Who did they thrash?
Oh, God knows. Such an inconsequential game that...
Everton
was still hangover. So.
Yeah, Everton though. Everton were done by last Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
That was the comeback. Yeah. Comeback of the season.
Man.
Trailing 2-0 to Crystal Palace. And then somehow... Frank is a legend.
Yeah. And it was fun to see Richarlison's... stuff on social media.
With Jimmy Carragher. Wait, but I think Jimmy Carragher took it in the right spirit.
Yeah, what else is he supposed to do? He can't complain.
Yeah, but he said, you know, in my playing days, if there was Twitter, I would have said the same thing to the pundits.
Pretty much.
Which I think he would have. So,
yeah.
I don't think... Yeah, this is a healthy level of Twitter discourse. I am all for, you know, people saying shit on TV and then players basically responding to them on Twitter. That is so good.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is done. AC Milan won the league. Timori...
Yes.
The first Chelsea player to win Serie A.
Is it?
After moving from Chelsea to Serie A. I'm sure not many people have done. But
dude, I doubt that.
I'm sure he was in the Serie A team of the season.
I'm sure
someone
from Chelsea went to Juventus. Cudrado or one of those.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
I mean, they won 9 years in a row. I'm sure they bought a
Cudrado.
One
Cudrado only.
That, that came to my mind anyway.
Whatever. But Timori is like, he's an amazing. And did you see Zlatan killed it? Man, that was.
But that's a given, right? I mean, whenever Zlatan gets to gloat, he does it in such amazing style.
It's not really good for clubs like Manchester City to win this league the same day as a big club in some other country because then people will start putting contrasting photos of the celebrations and they do not come out well on this. So this is done. There are few things. Did you see in some Bulgarian league or some, before we talk about transfers or everything, in the Bulgarian league, a team which was in like the relegation position,
right,
they had a penalty in the 85th, 86th minute.
I didn't see this.
The owner comes on the pitch.
To do what?
And tells the guy who was about to take the penalty, you're not taking it. This guy, other guy is going to take it.
Man.
The other guy takes the penalty, misses it, and the team gets relegated.
Amazing. I'm sure.
So you know who's going to pay the price in Bulgaria for this?
The fans?
No, I'm sure the guy who did not take the penalty, he'll be kicked out of the club. But it's so weird.
Yeah.
The owners, when will Premier League owners
start doing this? They should investigate this for match fixing. Maybe the other guy, the owner told the other guy to miss the penalty or some shit.
Yeah, but in Bulgaria, I don't think match fixing investigations go far.
Okay.
This is like in Greece. Remember once the owner was walking with a gun? The Olympiacos guy. He was walking with a gun in the stadium. So yeah, all sorts of weird things. I am waiting for the day when, like, you know, the Premier League owners just like, screw this. We're just going to say, imagine like Sheikh Mansour or something coming and saying, Pep, no Bernardo. Sterling will take the penalty. That'll be so much fun. Okay, bit of transfer news. Kylian Mbappe, after keeping everyone in suspense, makes the most stupid decision, in my opinion.
But he's 23 years old, it's fine.
Yeah,
that's the age to be foolish, as many... life coaches tell us.
Dude, it can't be about the money. Like, I mean, he was getting insane amount of money from both the sides.
If the president of France calls you and says you to stay, I mean, what else are you going to do?
So, this is what happened. I think we touched this upon a little on the last podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
That first, Leonardo was given the job to keep Mbappe.
Yes.
He couldn't. After some time, they said, screw it. Let Nasser El Khelaifi do it. He couldn't do it. Then the royal family of Qatar says...
Wait.
None of you guys are like really up to this. So they take matters into their own hands. And obviously that's why Macron is calling them. It's so weird for one Mbappe to stay at a...
Man, we should see what amount of France's energy comes from. Energy needs are supplied by...
Qatar Total.
<Yeah.
laughs> But it's so weird. So he's staying back. You think it's a good thing? I mean, you're saying it's the age to be do stupid things. So...
Well, in a way, I mean, the positive spin on this is that you don't want all the good players to be concentrated in one league or to one team. So, it's better if they're spread out in Europe in like a few bunch of teams. So, this is fine. But, of course, what is worrying here is that if there's so much player power in one club, then it's heading towards disaster. Because what all is it
going
to
decide? That club was already in disaster. Neymar and Mbappe control... Like everything
there. No, but
there.
now even what power does Neymar have left after this? I don't think so much.
Huh, but he can still throw. Yeah.
Tantrums okay. Tantrum he throws even right now. That's not a big deal. But if Mbappe now decides no more Neymar get lost, then he'll be gone by 2023-4 whatever.
And what about Messi? He's the third most important player in that team now.
Is he though? I mean, he seems like such a...
Chilled out.
I don't know, man.
Relax.
Yeah.
Scoring 8 goals.
Seriously, I mean, he's just... he's like in the... who was the American dream team? The white... the basketball... Great basketball, Celtic basketball
Steve Kerr.
No.
He was not...
Anyway, that guy was like the senior most, and he was injured and stuff in the Dream Team of 1992.
Okay.
And but although the main players were Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan, but that guy was there just to like, you know, I'm there. Like,
moral support type.
Yeah.
Achha, that's how Messi is. Okay. We should take a break right now. After the break, man, there's so much happened. It's like with life. So much good things should not happen in 1 week in football. It's just so hard to cover. But we take a break. After that, our producer has sent me a list of transfer news.
Mm.
Unsurprisingly, 12 out of the 15 things he sent is about Manchester United. So, yeah. And it looks like United is just buying Ajax. So, we should talk about it after the break. Stay tuned to Football Twaddle. All right, welcome back to Football Twaddle. Before transfer news, Yash.
Yep.
Chelsea has a new owner.
Congratulations for keeping Arsenal out of the Champions League.
Oh, yes. The only good thing this new ownership has brought is this. But now Christensen is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
SP is leaving.
Right.
And looks like anyone who's on a free transfer is going to Barcelona because they're a Bhikari club. He has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I mean, Chelsea have a good coach and I feel that, you know, Chelsea had gone a little bit stale, so a fresh start might do them good
but at
this point in time, as long as the owner backs them in the market.
He will. I mean, he's bought the club for $5.2 billion or something. So, Roman bought it for $140 million.
Right.
And he spent another $1.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still making a profit of at least $2 billion.
Mm.
So, man, football is a good investment.
Yeah, I mean, the football inflation has been crazy in the last 2 decades. Right?
You have to just keep spending money on players so that fans don't turn on you, but you will recoup all of that money and more. Yeah.
As long as there are richer people than you.
Yeah, because at that level, even if you make a $500 million profit, like that's like 4,000 crores.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah. All right, so let's get to some news. We spoke about Barcelona. They are not done freeloading yet. Yeah. So Lewandowski only thinks about Barcelona, supposedly. He only thinks about them.
Wow.
Between Barcelona and Polish player, everything is agreed.
Mm-hmm.
None of this, I don't know, is verified or not. But it looks like...
No, but it sounds like something Barca would do. It's a nice gig for Lewandowski, right?
So why do they need a scout team in Barcelona? I can give them a list of all the free transfers available.
Half the players in the world are on a free.
Exactly.
Seats.
So
the great resignation is happening in football.
All right. There's a very tough to pronounce guy to buy and done. But the last point is him and Bellingham are said to be for the next decade. It's so confusing. Bellingham plays for
Dortmund. Yeah.
And this Gravenberch. Yeah, who is he?
He's at Ajax, right? He's the Ajax midfielder and he's highly rated and
stuff. He is also at Ajax.
Yeah.
Will we see Ajax next season?
But this happens to Ajax almost every 2-3 years, right?
That Delic
de Jong, Van de Beek team got torn apart.
Three.
No, but they even had Ziyech was there, so all of their good players get picked up because they're not a big European team, right? I mean, they have history and all that, but I mean, they're like another Benfica where they produce all the great players and they eventually end up somewhere else.
Okay, but more worrying thing about Chelsea could consider a move for Raheem Sterling, who has 1 year remaining on his Man City contract, according to Matt Law, and is yet to decide on his future.
Right.
If they sell, okay.
No, but it's fine. I mean, I don't think any of the white players at Chelsea are doing too well. Ziyech has been...
So this is contingent on Chelsea if they sell Werner, Ziyech or Pulisic. One of them.
Oh, yeah. And Pulisic has been terrible. It won't be a bad signing, honestly, short term.
Raheem Sterling.
It won't be a bad signing at all.
He doesn't score goals.
But it's okay. I mean, you buy someone who scores goals also then, right?
We bought, not we. They, they bought a Lukaku.
But see, Lukaku... Maybe he's had a bad season. I think he'll come good eventually for Chelsea.
Yeah, he's good. All right. More bad news for you. Mm-hmm. Mo Salah says, I'm staying next season for sure.
After all the Mbappe shenanigans, I was hoping Real buys
Salah.
Someone. But I like Mane more. Hopefully Mane goes too.
What's with Man City's luck? Because Real thought Mbappe was coming to them.
Mm-hmm.
Man City had a free ride to get Haaland in.
Yeah.
Like, if Mbappe had made this decision 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh. But see, Haaland is apparently a childhood Man City fan. So, maybe he would have chosen them over Real.
Who was his idol? Because I know
his father.
Lukaku is not a Man City legend.
He may not be a legend, but okay.
Like, Stuart Pearce was his idol. What was it?
God. who was that Man City back?
But Anelka. You know, you've grown so old. When we talk about Haaland's childhood, it is just like 6 years ago.
So maybe he's an Edin Dzeko fan.
Oh, Dzeko is good, man.
Yeah, so hence, proved.
All right. Some news about our club. Newcastle are interested in Atletico Madrid players Renan Lodi and Yannick Carrasco.
Man.
According to Marca. But amazing. Marca is such a Real Madrid paper. They will say all crap against Atletico players.
No, but it's not beyond.
Yeah, but I will not be happy with this.
You want better players?
No, with my continental supports. I need all my clubs to do well. Okay. I'm not like the Watford owners who keep moving players between their own clubs. Okay, coming back to Premier League, Brighton scored 3 against West Ham United.
Mm-hmm.
And that ensured United were in the top 5.
I mean, they had top to six. Win. Yeah, they had to. I mean, West Ham had to lose.
So. Otherwise, United would have played in
the newly minted Conference
League. Conference League. Oh, yeah. Ten Hag would have won that. For sure.
Who knows? Or maybe he would have just played the under-19 team in the leagues and got out.
Yeah. All right. Sourav Ganguly's big update. More Manchester United news coming in.
That sounds like such...
East Bengal in talks with Manchester United and others for ownership.
I don't think these guys would buy another football club, man. They barely are able to run one club. It would be disastrous.
I don't know, but this is like our dear friend Archie. He says his favorite clubs are Chelsea, Newcastle and others.
Yeah.
So who is East Bengal talking to Manchester United?
Who knows?
And
I mean, maybe they're talking to Red Bull.
A consortium of United, Chelsea and all of them. All right. Let's talk a lot about Manchester United. Okay. Eric Ten Hag. All right. Our producers, his Glazers are buying East Bengal. So that's another leveraged buyout coming in. They will use East Bengal's revenues against them.
What revenues? And where is this debt coming? Who's going to give them? Are they related to...
If I remember right, 3 years ago when East Bengal were supposed to get into ISL, they were supposed to put in a 50 lakh fee. They didn't have money for that.
Yeah, I mean, this is just... I don't see this happening. Or if it happens, I don't think it's good for either clubs.
But think of it this way, no? Glazers can have $2 million, $3 million. Come on.
No, of course. I mean, the $2 million they can remove from Manchester United revenues like that.
Yeah.
It's just not very difficult for them to do it.
Put it in the 1.3 billion fan base.
Yeah, okay.
That way. Probably they don't know that they don't... You know what they would have thought? I'm like thinking this through now. They think if they buy East Bengal and they would have done market research.
Right.
Kerala, Goa, Bengal, football fans. Right. Agar humne East Bengal kharida, they'll buy original jerseys.
Wow. You know, this makes so much internal logic when we discuss this. But I mean, having suffered the Glazer ownership for like a decade and a half, I just feel bad for East Bengal fans.
All right. The last thing before we get to Eric Ten Hag. Barcelona president Laporta says on Neymar, who doesn't love Neymar?
Everyone.
He's an exceptional player.
Mm-hmm.
But all these players to return to Barca one day should come for free.
When is his contract getting over? I don't think he's getting over. Like next year.
Players who have signed for clubs like PSG have almost signed their slavery for money. So what Laporta's solution is that you'd sign for slavery for no money and come back to Barcelona. Who does this guy think of himself, man?
I don't know. I mean, after the previous guy has messed up the club so much and he was welcomed with such open arms, I think he's developed a messiah complex after Barca finished second this time around.
Yeah, he's living because people like Gerard Pique in lieu of future.
Oh, that way.
Presidentship is giving up his salary everything.
I thought it's all down to our friend Obama Bloodclot.
Oh, he rescued. He faded away.
No, but it's okay. He had done his job. I mean, Barca just had to get into Champions League and he scored enough to.
Is he coming back to Arsenal?
Why?
I new contract.
Dude, I don't think as long as Arteta is there, he's going to come anywhere close.
All right, let's talk about Eric Ten Hag press conference.
Right.
I thought it was a decent press conference.
But
according to a body reading, what do they call? What do you call that thing?
Body language.
Body language specialist. Mm-hmm. He appeared vague.
Vague?
Vague.
Yeah, I mean, compared to entertainers like Van Gaal and Mourinho, he lacks that...
charisma.
Yeah.
And stature.
I mean, Manchester United players... were keen for Pochettino to be the manager and not him.
The players?
Yeah. So this is another piece that I read somewhere. Maybe it's just made up that they were keen on Pochettino coming in. And the writer, I think it was Cal Anka, he mentioned that because Pochettino has a lot of charisma, which does not come through the TV to us. Like if you meet him in all these FIFA galas or in general, he has a lot of charisma. So he assumed that these players had met Pochettino and were charmed by him. And Ten Hag,
he has a lot of charisma if the other nine managers were not there. Like, I'm sure.
Pretty much. But Ten Hag, to me also, comes across as more of a professorial kind of a person who's more method rather than...
Madness,
yeah.
Okay, so what is this I'm reading about Ajax being raided left, right, center?
Yeah, but it's about time, right? United, given that Ajax produces so many great players, I think United have missed out on so many. Van der Beek was bought in but not used properly, or United were not missing players in that position. Before that, I think Daley Blind, when
he went back to
LVG
Ajax.
Was around and he... So a lot of Ajax players have gone all over the world and done well. And now Ten Hag did wonders with those players at Ajax. It would be stupid not to buy Ajax players.
So talking about, referring the Laurie Whithall piece on Ragnik.
Right.
So he said, you guys know Matic is leaving and he's 33.
Yeah.
How is it that there's no planning done? And people in the club said they had no answer.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, mismanagement is there. He also... mentioned that, yeah, no, so it started with Matic is leaving. Why did you spend 90 million on
fringe players
like Van der Beek and Amad Diallo and Facundo Pellistri rather than buying a replacement there? But
yeah.
I mean, we have been saying that as United well-wishers or supporters, what do you want to call them? We've been saying that for like 2 years now. So,
do you actually think 5-6 people will come through United this season?
Yeah, they have to, simply because 4 of them are out of contract and leaving. So it's just logical.
To make numbers at least.
At least to make numbers to begin with, yeah.
Okay. Among this news is that Tottenham has issued shares worth $150 million to Enic. So Enic is the guys who own them.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the first time after 2004 where they issued like 15 million or something. They're issuing a share raise of $150 million.
Right.
It's interesting because... they're in Champions League now.
Mm-hmm.
And Conte has like offered himself to PSG. So probably Levy is like dangling this 150 million to Conte to get him to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So assume that they have 100 million to spend.
Right.
If United don't move fast, they'll be in a situation where they're just buying random players.
Yeah. I mean, my biggest fear was, if the old guys like Woodward was still around, and United would have bought Calvert-Lewin and Calvin Phillips this summer.
Calvin Phillips is good.
Dude, he's okay. I mean, yes, United need reinforcements there, but they need like really good players, not like Leeds United type players.
Don't take Chris Smalling from Roma.
Please.
He's good.
He's going to come back as a coach.
Oh, I think he'll be a decent coach.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go, there are two more finals before the season finally comes to the close.
Right.
We are recording this on a Wednesday. In a few hours, my man Mourinho is going to take on Feyenoord in an inaugural Conference League final.
Yes.
He's already said, we are not at the Champions League level. We are not even going to play Champions League. This is our Champions League. So come what may, we will try and win it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tammy is gung-ho.
Yeah, this seems like a slam dunk for him. He has so much experience in Europe and...
not in Conference League.
Feyenoord are what, like the second or third best team in Holland, and Roma have good players. I think this is going to be similar to how he faced Ajax with Manchester United in the Europa League.
That was such an easy final.
Yeah, it was a boring game. It was an easy
final. But it was a very easy final. Like, yeah. Ajax didn't really have any chance.
They were just physically outplayed. I think Roma have the same minerals to, to physically bully Feyenoord and
so
take this.
If I remember that game correct, and I read this analysis somewhere, they found out that Ajax presses a lot in the midfield. Yeah. So, Mourinho knew that Smalling and all like
won't be able to deal with it.
So, they like, screw the midfield.
So Marouane!
They positioned Marouane, before Marouane, I think Pogba, at the end of the midfield. And so, Ajax players were just pressing and ball just went up. And he said within 3 minutes, we knew.
Nothing's going to happen.
We're going to win this. So, yeah. So, I think it'll be a 3-1 Roma win. Anyway, and on Saturday night is the big one.
Yes.
The Champions League final between Liverpool and Real Madrid.
Man.
And on Twitter, I am seeing how Jerzy Dudek walked ahead by like 7 meters to save the penalty and for win against AC Milan. But this is going to be a tough final.
Absolutely, because both of them are European royalty, and Real have had an insane run to the final, and they have had it easy in the last few weeks, while Liverpool had to fight, and they have fitness issues. And although Liverpool are better in almost every position, it's just...
You have a feeling Real will win?
Yeah, I do. I have a decent feeling.
Come on, they can't do it again from the 91st minute.
No, but maybe they'll do it before this.
That's all they've been doing.
Yeah, but I'm sure Carlo has seen enough of Liverpool's...
But what about Salah's tweet that revenge is on?
But it's okay. I mean, that's fine. I think pride goes before a fall, as they say. So maybe. The one position where Real are better in a matchup against them is that right-back position. Because right. I'm talking about the Liverpool right-back where Trent Alexander-Arnold's defensive work is not world-class.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite players, Vinicius Jr., has been killing it there.
Didn't he win the La Liga Player of the Year?
Has he?
Vinicius Jr.?
I didn't check. Or maybe he won the Young Player, dude. Player of the Year has to be Benzema, no? Or no, I don't know. In the league, how is it?
What is the scoreline going to be in the Champions League final?
3-2 to Real Madrid.
Fine. When will the last goal be scored of that game?
81st minute.
Wow. So it's not going to go beyond 90.
No, dude. There's going to be 15 minutes of squeaky bum time for Real fans.
Oh. What about Luis Diaz? He may score.
Yeah, he may score.
In the two. All right. Because all your dreams and hopes have not come true over the last 10 days.
Yes.
You wanted Everton to get relegated.
Yeah.
That ain't happened.
No.
And then you couldn't care about Arsenal or Spurs, right?
Not really, no.
Yeah. And you wanted Liverpool to lose and City to win. Liverpool to lose and City to draw. Or
whatever, dude. Like both of them to not win.
Not win.
Not for it to not be a glorious end. Winning
that,
end.
That didn't happen.
That didn't happen. But okay, City.
2 weeks ago, we hoped Klopp will not win the FA Cup. Mm. That also did not happen. Now, so this is the only...
I'm playing the odds now.
So 1 in 5 predictions should come true. That's how good we are.
Yes.
At the prediction. All right, Yash. Next week, we'll have a season finale. Yep. And let me see if I can find a special guest so that we can record a end of season awards kind of a thingy.
Yes.
Yeah. And on that note, Yash.
All right.
All right, guys. Take care. And please do remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts because that will help others discover our podcast as well. Thank you.